shit. Sure.
All right, that is the theme to Hill Street Blues from Larry Carlton. I love that song. That takes me back to my childhood. That was real early for me, Hill Street Blues. That might predate you, Mike. No, I always think you're younger than me, but you're not younger than me.
Yeah. I'm older than you.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Okay, so we're going to pick up where we left off in the last Postal stand-up, and we're going to talk a little bit more about casing, because Michael and I both feel pretty strongly about the benefit of pyramiding your mail when you're casing. So you want to explain briefly what that means?
Pyramiding is you want the largest piece of mail on the bottom and the smallest to the top.
Exactly. Or the largest in the back and the smallest in the front.
Right.
Whatever. And so this is really useful for pulling down if you are doing centralized delivery where you have big cells, cluster boxes, apartments, then when you go to pull out the mail from the case, that bottom piece is going to support all the pieces above it. Whereas it's easy to imagine if you have a magazine and then there's a postcard under the magazine, when you go to pull out that magazine, the postcard's still going to be sitting there.
Or it'll fall out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's easy to lose track of it. So if you pyramid your mail, that's never going to be an issue.
And pyramiding is in the M41.
Is it?
Yes, it is. And so that is part of our process, that how we're supposed to case the mail.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, so it's also useful for when you're delivering, because when you have that mail in your arm, say you're doing centralized delivery like Michael does, you pull that mail, that pyramid of mail, you put it on your arm, and you know you're going to be gradually working down through the size, and when you get to that biggest piece, you're done. And that's the last piece.
Yeah. And the M41 that I talk about, that is in your red book or blue book or whatever that
postal calls. It's in that folder.
And that is actually explanation of how to do our job.
Yes, yeah, the M41 is the official rule book.
Yeah, so when people don't know what M41 is, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good call,
Michael.
It's
a carrier, I forget the exact word for it. It's a city carrier guide.
Or handbook for delivery or something like that. That's the manual. Yeah. That whenever there's a question about how to do our job, the M41 is the controlling.
Yes.
That's the manual that says this is how we deliver. So anyway, with pyramiding, I also like it on Park and Loop. For a lot of the same reason. If I have five pieces of mail for a house, I know I'm just going to be working through my arm until I get to that biggest piece, and that should be my last piece.
Same with the CBUs that I usually, that's all I got, that you got the largest piece holding onto all the rest of mail so nothing falls out.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that also works even for, I now carry my mail exclusively in my satchel on Park and Loop. I put my residual flats in my satchel, and so that littlest piece is going to be in the front. It's going to be easy to grab. It doesn't go missing like it would if it was just all mixed up.
So just making your life easier to deliver the mail.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there are a ton of little tricks like this. There's all kinds of little things that you can do to set yourself up for success. And people will argue that, pyramiding is a waste of time. It really doesn't add any more time to casing.
But again, it's in the M41 that we're supposed to do.
That too. Yeah, and so this is especially valuable also if you have a route that has multiple deliveries in a single cell. Like if you do Park and Loop, it's very common that you'll have two addresses in the same cell, sometimes even three. And so there, pyramiding can be a really easy way to divide that cell. That you got that magazine and everything in front of that magazine goes to the one address, everything behind the magazine goes to the other address, and it just divides itself up naturally.
And then you got managers who will tell you something different, but you always know that you got to deliver flats first, then letters, right?
Exactly.
So that's the pyramid thing that we're talking about.
Yeah, well, with case flats first, you mean, not delivered. Because if you're pyramiding...
The casing.
The casing. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so with delivery, though, you're going to wind up delivering your letters first because they're on top of the pyramid when you're standing at that cluster box. So how do you deal with that? Do you just put it in whatever order you find it, or do you rearrange?
Well, different with the CBUs, because you can grab the flats first, then the letters.
Yeah, you can grab them from behind, right, which is another luxury that you have with the mail pyramided. Right. It just makes everything easier to handle. Right. All right, so that is our episode for today. Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you next time.